From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Augusta may be best known for the Masters Golf Tournament, but this Georgia city has more than one claim to fame. The Godfather of Soul grew up in Augusta.
Watch me! Watch me!
That is, of course, James Brown. More recently, the city has made a name for itself as a national hub for cybersecurity. Sharon Collins took her GPB series Hometown Georgia to Augusta to learn more about the city, and she's with us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I don't know how you do this early thing every single day.
You producers, you people who make documentaries, this is a late night game.
Yeah.
Well, Sharon, for listeners who may not be familiar, what is the premise of Hometown Georgia?
Well, I created a show without a host and without a narrator. So I try to find a very diverse group of people and let them, through talking about what they do for a living and talking about how much they love their town, give you a feel for what it's like to live in that community. It's like putting together puzzle pieces, trust me.
Yeah, and an insider's view, it sounds like.
It is.
Well, you've been all over the state with Hometown Georgia, St. Mary's, Metter, Dahlonega, Blue Ridge. What was it that drew you to Augusta?
Because all anybody ever talks about is the Masters. And I thought, well, there's got to be more than that. And there is a great deal more. Augusta is in Georgia and in South Carolina.
Right across the river.
Yeah. And they call the part that's in South Carolina North Augusta. It's very confusing when you're driving around.
We mentioned singer James Brown was one of Augusta's own. And when you went there, you sat down with someone who knew him very well. Here's Deanna Brown Thomas remembering her father.
How he talked to the masses after MLK passed away to calm everybody down. How he came right here to Augusta, Georgia, did the same thing after President Johnson had him on television to talk to the nation. He came to Augusta. He didn't forget about home. He came back home, drove up and down Broad Street. Walked up and down Broad Street, talking to people, encouraging them to continue the nonviolence.
Well, Deanna Brown Thomas remembering her father, James Brown. Deanna founded the James Brown Academy of Music Pupils in her father's memory. So what do you hear from people there about his influence on the music and the life in Augusta?
Well, Augusta has a sign. It says, keep Augusta funky, because obviously that is James Brown. Deanna talks, as you heard, about he was very important and well-regarded in Augusta. She learned a lot from him by traveling worldwide doing his hair, because she would hear him do business. He was a very, very shrewd businessman. And gave back a lot to Augusta. And you find these connections. He performed and was friends with another entertainer, Flo Carter. She's the reason all these people you get to know.
She's a gospel singer, Flo Carter?
Gospel, but she also does some rockabilly stuff. She was up on stage dancing circles around anything I could do. And I get B12 shots now because of her. She's 89. And I said, what vitamins do you take? And she said, honey, I just get a B12 shot every 3 weeks.
Well, clearly you're giving people more than just a television show. Some great advice there. Augusta is now home to the U.S. Army Cyber Center of Excellence. Now, Michael Schaffer, who's Augusta University's Executive VP for Economic Development, spoke with you about the scale of that operation.
So think about that. $2.3 billion investment in this state. Every day, the men and women that are out at Fort Gordon are protecting you and me, all of our families, not just in Georgia, but across this country.
Wow, $2.3 billion from the federal government. Now, the state of Georgia is also investing $100 million more in this center. How is this going to change life in Augusta and in Georgia?
Well, as Michael said, this is there's a room for people of older ages, but this is a young person's game.
Yeah.
So you will see an influx of younger people, professionals, real tech types, and they will probably want a smaller footprint. They won't want the great big mansions of Augusta. They'll bike to work more than likely. So it will change the look and the feel of the downtown area in all likeliness, you know? I mean, when you get that many people coming in.
Could be as many as 4,000 people, it looks like.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's the thing, Sharon. You get to see so many towns across the state, part of their tradition, exploring their tradition, like James Brown, you know, as the godfather of soul coming from there. And then what's going on that's new? That must be a really interesting perspective to see this shifting state. What's your impression taking that away?
You know, I make all these friends and I learn. I mean, it is a real education there. When you get outside of the metro area, there are a lot of things happening that we just don't know about, like the Cyber Center. For example, they're rebuilding Capricorn Studios in Macon. Who knew? You have to almost leave the town. And I'll tell you what, at least two or three people in every single town I visit say to me, how do you live in Atlanta? How do you deal with the traffic? And this morning I wondered, how?
You came in with the rest of us today.
Yeah.
Sharon Collins, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
So where are you going to next? Is it?
Columbus.
Columbus next week. Host of GPB's Hometown Georgia. You can enjoy past episodes and future at gpb.org.